listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday morning. It's time for the Daily Lectionary, underwritten by Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Our guest today, Pastor Norman Mills from Shepherd of the Sierra Lutheran Church in Carson City, Nevada. Good morning, Pastor Mills.
Good morning.
Glad to have you as our guest this morning. Thanks for starting your day so nice and early with us. Looking forward to studying God's Word. Tell us about Shepherd of the Sierra Lutheran Church, Carson City, Nevada.
We are a church that spends as its goal to have be a place where people meet Jesus. It's a lively congregation, even though a lot of us are older, and we just truly look at studying God's Word, sharing it, praying for each other, caring for each other, and also being the friendliest church in town.
Well, thanks be to God that you're there proclaiming the good news of Jesus, that the folks in Carson City might hear His good news and meet the Savior there. We are studying in Acts chapter 28, verses 1 through 15. Pastor, what would you like for us to know as we prepare to study today?
Well, it's an unusual text, but once again, I think the biggest thing for us to see is the fact that even though Paul is going somewhere here in the text, you know, on this island, he wasn't planning on being there, but yet God used him, and that's exactly what he does for us. We have some unusual places that God puts us, and we don't see any reason why, but God has a reason.
All right, let's take a look. Acts chapter 28, verses 1 through 15 is what we're studying today. If you have a question or a comment, send us an email, kfuo at kfuo.org. After we were brought safely through, we then learned that the island was called Malta. The native people showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed us all, because it had begun to rain and was cold. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and put them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the native people saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer. Though he has escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." He, however, shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. They were waiting for him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But when they had waited a long time and saw no misfortune come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. So after we were brought safely through, we then learned the island was called Malta. And then they experienced the unusual kindness of the native people.
You know what really should be talked about a little bit, too, is that what happened in chapter 27, right before this, and they had been in a storm on a prisoner ship. Paul and all these other men had all been chained and shackled, and it was to the point that the leaders or the soldiers basically said, "If you can swim, just go over the edge," because they didn't think it was going to happen. So that means that for wherever they were in the water, they had to swim to get to Malta. So that's why we have this thing of, you know, gee, they kindled a fire and welcomed us all because it had begun to rain. They were already soaked to the bone. And these people who did not know them and had no idea where they'd come from showed them compassion. Isn't that what Jesus asks us to do? Because it's real easy to take care and be polite and caring for those that are just like us. Mm-hmm. But God says, no, we need to do that for everyone. And that's what these natives did.
They showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed us all because it had begun to rain and was cold.
Yeah. And then the interesting thing right away, beginning then at verse 3, when Paul, who has just gone through this difficulty already, and he's probably still shackled, to helps up them. He's so impressed with their caring, he wants to get involved, so he starts to gather sticks. Granted, he didn't know that one of the sticks was a viper, but and then the fact of having this viper just be touched by the heat, and it woke him up, and then lash on to Paul. It was incredible, because it's true. The people were looking for him to die, because this was a venomous snake. And then when he just shook it off back into the fire, and he didn't swell up, didn't do all of that, they were going, what in the world is this guy? And that also showed that from the standpoint that the men had been out in the water, had to swim to shore, then they were seen by these people with real compassion. Now it shows God's protection all the time. And I think that's one of the big messages that we can learn from this text, is that God protects those he calls. So as we walk with him, we know that his protection is around us all the time.
So he shakes off the viper. Well, the people expect, you know, that he's going to die. They say, no doubt this man is a murderer. Though he has escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live.
Right.
They spoke too soon, though.
Yeah. Oh, heavens. Because they figured he's got shackles. These are prisoners that have come to the island, but they still look past that and show him compassion. And then when the viper gets him, they go, well, the water might not have killed him, but this viper's going to. And the thing is that you must have done something really, really wrong. And they, like they said, they thought he was probably a murderer. And then when he shakes it off, doesn't swell, and then they go, I just don't think so. But what was really interesting is at the end of the section that you read in verse 6, after seeing that no misfortune had come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. That's quite a change in the way they saw him. But yeah, they figured that he had something inside him that allowed him to just be able to just get by and not have any danger.
Anything else up through verse 6, Pastor Mills?
Not that I can really see.
Let's take a look at verses 7 through 10. Now, in the neighborhood of that place were lands belonging to the chief man of the island named Publius, who received us and entertained us hospitably for 3 days. It happened that the father of Publius lay sick with fever and dysentery, and Paul visited him and prayed, putting his hand on him, healed him. And when this had taken place, the rest of the people on the island who had diseases also came and were cured. They also honored us greatly. And when we were about to sail, they put on board whatever we needed. So, in the neighborhood of that place were lands belonging to the chief man of the island.
Yeah. And in research, it doesn't really give us much more other than the fact that perhaps he was the benefactor, maybe he was the leader of the people, Publius, and they entertained us again with hospitality for 3 days. But then when Publius gets sick with a fever and dysentery, Paul goes in, talks to him, prays with him, puts his hands on him, and heals him. You would think that, of course, would reinforce the people's already notion that because of Paul getting by the snake, this must prove that he is a god. But this is one of those things where it wasn't Paul's power. It was God's power. And we notice what happened then, too. The rest of the people on the island who had diseases also came and were cured. This is a Jesus story here. Because that's the same thing that happened to Jesus when he would heal someone who had come to him, and people saw that, and then they would bring everybody. And even from the standpoint, there were times that because of what he had done in the previous town, when Jesus and the disciples came across the Sea of Galilee to the other side, there were already people that were waiting there, and the big portion of those people were the ill. And isn't it incredible that when God's power gets involved and he uses us to share that power, how that power is spread to so many? And that's part of what he calls us to do in the mission. Go and make disciples of all nations. And it's always him that needs to be focused on. It can't be us because, well, we're the reason that Christ came, because we're sinful people and we're not perfect in any means. But the thing is that just as Paul had received compassion from the people when they came, he returned it because Publius was important to them. And all of these other people who were ill were important to them. And Paul brought God to them. And isn't it interesting that these people were following God's command about loving God and loving their neighbor, and they were so gracious to these prisoners. And now they had just celebrated for 3 days with great hospitality. And, you know, that's like us now when we will always be open to someone who looks just like us, acts just like us, and is seemingly like us. But when there's somebody different, gee, we get awfully quiet. And that's going against what God chose. And then we see a return in this hospitality once again in verse 10, where it said, they also honored us greatly. And when we were about to sail, they put on board whatever we needed. We don't know what kinds of vegetation and anything was on the island, but whatever they had, they generously provided for Paul and the rest of the people on the ship because they knew they were making a trip to Rome.
Looking over the text up through verse 10, Pastor, anything else you'd like for us to learn?
We need to go and do likewise. That's the big thing. Besides having his protection, God's protection, we need to look past differences and see everyone as a gift of God. Other than that,
we're studying the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Norman Mills, shepherd of the Sierra Lutheran Church in Carson City, Nevada. We're in Acts chapter 28 today, verses 1 through 15. If you have a question or a comment, you can send us an email, kfuo@kfuo.org. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll pick up at verse 11. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
no one likes asking for help. But as we age, that little bit of extra assistance can make remaining independent easier. Lutheran Senior Services Home and Community-Based Services helps clients live life to the fullest right in the comfort of home. Whether it's an extra set of hands for getting things done, skilled nursing or therapy after an illness, or an alert button that triggers a call for help, it's available. Lutheran Senior Services, trusted for a reason. LSSLiving.org.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We're studying the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Norman Mills of Shepherd of the Sierra Lutheran Church in Carson City, Nevada. We're in Acts chapter 28 today, looking at verses 1 through 15, about to embark on verse 11 through 15. After 3 months, we set sail in a ship that had wintered in the island, a ship of Alexandria with the twin gods as a figurehead. Putting in at Syracuse, we stayed there for 3 days, and from there we made a circuit and arrived at Rhegium. And after 1 day, a south wind sprang up, and on the second day we came to Puteoli. There we found brothers, and were invited to stay with them for 7 days. And so we came to Rome. And the brothers there, when they heard about us, came as far as the Forum of Appius and 3 taverns to meet us. On seeing them, Paul thanked God and took courage. So 3 months, then we set sail in a ship that had wintered in the island, a ship of Alexandria with the twin gods as figurehead. Pastor, what do we have here?
Well, for one, the thing is that the Mediterranean Sea is very violent, which Paul had just experienced on his way to the island of Malta. And he had even, if I'm not mistaken, had even made the comment that he didn't think it was the best thing to sail. But you should have listened to me. He says in chapter 20, you should have listened to me and not have set sail. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in this situation. The Sea of Galilee in the seasonal time, Mediterranean Sea, is very difficult, and it's very violent, and the winds really kick up. So it says they wintered, and basically stayed put. But here we also get an idea as we look in verse 11. They wintered in the island, a ship from Alexandria with twin gods as a figurehead. Paul was fulfilling the mission that God had given him when he told him to preach everywhere. And from the what had occurred earlier with the Jews being the focus, Paul was focusing on the Gentiles. And you have a ship with twin gods as figurehead. Well, that kind of gives you the idea that, we're just, this is a Greek ship, and these are Greek gods, and they're the figurehead. So there was really nothing from them that really showed that they were in sync with God, or really were following God. They were following the true God, and instead they were just following the culture's God. But then, as they get a south wind, as it goes on in verse 12 and 13, they were in Syracuse for 3 days, and 13, Rhegium. And after 1 day, a south wind sprang up, and on the second day, we were in Puteoli. And there they found some Christian brothers. And I've been working in the Lutheran Church for a long time, all over the country, and it's really interesting when I walk into a church or a Lutheran church or a Lutheran school, I find somebody that knows somebody else that I know, because that's the community that's built, and that's the same thing that happens wherever we are as we build community in Jesus Christ, because we have a common bond, and that common bond comes from the Savior who suffered and died to make us his. And, you know, they stayed there for 7 days, and then they got to Rome, and those people had been following Paul's progress throughout this whole journey, and they'd been praying for him and asking for God's protection, and here he is, and they actually come out to meet them. And I just noticed, you know, I thought of this at first without looking at it from the historical point, but when you read verse 15, and they came as far as the Forum of Appius and three taverns to meet us. I first read that kind of comically because they met at the three taverns, and I thought, well, Luther used to spend his time in the German bars too. So, but that really wasn't the case. But both of them were on the Appian Way, and that was really important because Paul was now on his way on the Appian Way to work his way to Rome, and all of these brothers, and isn't it interesting they call them brothers? Because we're all brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah, as the brothers there, when they heard about us, came as far as the Forum of Appius and three taverns to meet us. On seeing them, Paul thanked God and took courage.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of what we are to do as his people. If we rely on Jesus and we stand firm, then with the Holy Spirit's guidance and the friends and the community of faithful that we are with, we can build each other up and strengthen each other, and we can thank God for each other because he's the one that put us together. And then what happens, Paul thanks God and then takes courage because now he knows he's not alone. He knew that God was always with him, but now he knows that there are others that are with him, supporting him and caring for him. And that is the beauty of the Christian fellowship.
Looking over this text as a whole today, Pastor, Acts chapter 28, verses 1 through 15, anything else you'd like for us to learn from this text?
Other than just making sure that we realize God's protection and his care for us, and then how we need to look past differences and show that same kind of care to everyone. If we can pick up anything from this text, those are probably the biggest points I think we can carry with us.
We've been studying Acts chapter 28 today with Pastor Norman Mills of Shepherd of the Sierra Lutheran Church in Carson City, Nevada. Pastor Mills, it's been a pleasure studying God's Word with you. Thank you for helping us dig into Acts chapter 28 today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. God bless you and all the saints there at Shepherd of the Sierra Lutheran Church in Carson City, Nevada. Coming up in just a few minutes. Creation Club with Pastor Wirth. You're listening to his time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.